Welcome to the Totally Ice Hockey Show and day three of the 2021 IIHF World Championship. And it was no lazy Sunday for the guys out there on the ice in Latvia.
And Belarus, for the first time ever in World Championship play, will defeat Sweden.
Madison shoots, scores. That snuck through.
On for Nico Hischier. Hischier swings it cross ice, grabbed off by Timo Meier, scores.
Carolina moves in, and he's stopped by Bjorken, and Kazakhstan has won its second straight shootout.
Hey, Caroline, you know, you're not fooling me at all. I know you're wearing your Matt Sundin jersey after Toronto's big win over Montreal. You are completely shameless. Just try to focus on Riga, will ya?
Oh, Lucas has got jokes, but I'm not going to lie, I've been repping my Maple Leafs gear since yesterday after a massive win last night, but you're right, our focus is on the World Championships. But before we're going into today's action, are you repping any fun jerseys, or is it just me?
Not a Matt Sundin Canucks jersey, I can tell you that. Look, why don't we talk about my fashion choices again some other day?
Fine. You win, Lucas. Okay, so why don't you, to kick everything off, run us through today's scores.
Another big day with six games on the slate. Slovakia over Great Britain, 2-1. Norway beating Italy, 4-1. Belarus 1, Sweden 0. First win ever for Belarus over Trey Kroner. Kazakhstan making history with a 2-1 win over Finland, first time ever, in a shootout again. Switzerland over Denmark, 1-0. And it was the U.S. 5, Canada 1.
We'll get into all of these games in just a second, but right now I want to talk to our listeners and everyone who's listening to the Totally Ice Hockey Show right now and remind them that you can get involved in the action yourself with the IIHF's Fantasy Hockey. Sign up today, and don't forget to check out the latest edition of the always whimsical power rankings on IIHF.com. And if you're more of a social media guru, we're keeping you up to date on everything on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram so you guys don't miss a single thing. And of course, a shameless plug for the Totally Ice Hockey Show with Caroline and Lucas. Join us here daily as we recap and preview all of the games, go down memory lane, and if you're lucky, on occasion, Lucas will drop a few Bon Jovi lyrics. Right, Lucas?
Because we're wanted, dead or alive.
It's perfect. I don't even think Bon Jovi did it better himself.
Oh my God. Yeah, we set the bar high here.
All right, there's no time to waste. Two more huge historic upsets today, and that's why we've got double trouble again for our game of the day. Lucas, take it away.
You know what, Caroline? Over the last year, if there was one phrase we all got sick of, it was, in these unprecedented times. Well, we are living through them right now at the World Championship. I mean, there's always some surprises at this tournament. Like, you know, Russia losing to Switzerland, Latvia, and Belarus back in 2000. Or the French beating Russia in 2013 and then Canada in 2014. Okay, but in Riga, all the big nations are getting hit. And we're only 3 days in. I can just imagine, like, a news documentary. In these unprecedented times, upsets have disproportionately impacted the gold medal contender community. Experts say we will not fully understand the effect of the upsets until June 6th.
I love it. I feel like you're giving people ideas out there. Make sure you get some royalties, okay?
Absolutely. How long is it till the Oscars?
Exactly. All right, so with all of this in mind, our first game of the day is Belarus blanking Sweden 1-0.
Oh, wow. History. Just amazing. Who saw this coming after Belarus allowed 5 goals to Slovakia in its opener? But don't forget, goalie Danny Taylor, who replaced Konstantin Szostak there when it was 3-0, only gave up 1 personally to the Slovaks, and then just lights out against the Swedes with 32 saves. Born in England, raised in Ontario, the 35-year-old Taylor could be lining himself up for a nice contract extension with Dynamo Minsk, where he's played the last 2 years. Trey Kroner, We're not going to talk about the media today, but you know what? These guys are just not catching a break here. The thing is, though, you've got to make your own breaks in this tournament, and to go from 3 goals against Denmark to 0 goals against Belarus, there's just no excuse. Sweden 0-for-4 on the power play. Ricard Raquel pressing with 5 shots, but nothing to show for it. Now, it's not like Salt Lake City 2002 all over again, and I'm saying that just because this historic upset didn't happen in the quarterfinals. But with games coming up next against the Swiss and Czechs, Sweden needs to snap out of it fast, or they might not make the quarterfinals in Riga.
Lucas, did you honestly see this coming? I feel like every day we're watching the World Championships, we're like, another upset is happening, bigger than the last one, and I don't know if I saw this coming. How about you?
Oh, God, no, not at all. I mean, I said right off the top, you know, I love international hockey because it's unpredictable. But, you know, deep down, you still want to feel like, I am an all-seeing guru. I know what's going to happen. And then these teams turn around and just like slam dunk on you with these upsets.
I guess for you, after 21 years, you know, you just got to expect the unexpected.
Yeah. And it's coming at us fast and furious this year.
Let's go into the second game of the day. Kazakhstan also making history with the 2-1 shootout win over Finland.
Boy, oh boy, Arkin. Sorry. Terrible pun, but I had to. Look, Finland outshot Kazakhstan 51-20. Maybe not all the highest quality shots, but normally that volume against a lower tier opponent will deliver a win. Well, not today. Kazakh goalie Nikita Boyarkin was fantastic. And then his teammates go out and deliver again in the shootout. Now, you know, coaches and players generally like to downplay the shootout. Oh, it's a lottery. It's all chance. Who knows? But I've always thought that's just an easy out when you lose. Look, some of the greatest scorers in history, be it Ovechkin or the Sedins, these guys have struggled with the shootout. But then you look at these Kazakh players, not household names. They've put 7 pucks in the net in these 2 shootouts to open the tournament. I mean, Caroline, they look relaxed. They look confident. They're not afraid to try slick moves. To me, the shootout is kind of its own discipline. Some guys do better on breakaways when they don't have a back checker breathing down their necks. The Finns, not much to say. They need to bear down on their chances. Although it was nice to see Anton Lundell get his first goal, following up on a very strong World Juniors. For Kazakhstan, I think they need to stick with this formula that is working for them. All these shootouts. You know, to me, it's kind of like when Britney Spears put out Hit Me Baby One More Time and then followed it up with basically the exact same song again in Oops, I Did It Again. You know what I'm saying, right?
I hope that if we have a totally ice hockey highlight reel, that all of these musical references, Lucas, make the top highlights, because the fact that Britney Spears Hit Me Baby One More Time and Oops, I Did It Again just made the Totally Ice Hockey Show is 10 out of 10 stars for me. If you're asking, if you want my professional opinion, let's talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I mean, if you talk about head coach Yuri Mihailas in the Kazakhstan dressing room, you know, I'm sure he's loving this, but if you'd gone to him before the tournament and said, you're going to win your first 2 games by shootout, he would have gone, whoa, crazy. You know, like that's, you know, I'm sure it's huge in Kazakhstan, especially to this very day. Okay,
oh
moving on.
This is amazing. Okay, let's go into some recaps. And one that I'm really looking forward to right now is Canada, USA. We have a lot to talk about in terms of the Battle of North America today, where the United States quite honestly and literally showed up Team Canada. I'm a little disappointed with this one. I'm not going to lie, because you guys all know I had faith in the Canadians going into this tournament, but I always give credit where credit is due. And this game was all about the Americans. So Lucas, fill us in on what went down and talk about the Battle of North America. I didn't see this one coming.
Well, you got to be happy if you live south of the 49th parallel, but objectively, this was not quite the wham-bam North American showdown we were looking for. From the Canadian side, can you say comedy of errors? Like, you know, Darcy Kemper bobbling the puck and getting caught on that opening goal. I mean, I don't think Jason Robertson expected to be scoring an empty net goal in the first period. But, you know, Robertson, the Dallas Stars rookie, continues to excel. And how about that confidence boost for Trevor Moore of the LA Kings with 2 goals? So the U.S. is trending in the right direction, whereas you start to wonder now, are the limitations of this Canadian roster being exposed? One good thing, at least Maxime Comtois broke the goose egg in the third period. You just don't see Canadian teams getting shut out at the Worlds, especially back-to-back, much. You know, if you look at the Olympics, you'd have to rewind to Turin, where they lost 2-0 to both the Swiss and the Finns. For Canada, they need to flush this one and reset.
Is it possible, in your professional opinion, Lucas, for a team like Team Canada to flush this one and reset? I mean, they must be feeling the disappointment and pressure right now.
Oh, absolutely. And there is a long history of Canadian teams starting slowly at tournaments, be it the 72 Summit Series or the 84 Canada Cup or the 2002 Olympics, just some of the famous ones. You know, you come out of the gate and you lose a few games and then you start to gel as a team. So, you know, if that was to happen for Canada here, nobody's really going to worry too much about what went down in the first two games. But, you know, they got to get it together fast.
Perfectly said. Okay, Slovakia and Great Britain in a tight 2-1 game. Take us through that.
You know, Caroline, pubs across the UK are starting to reopen. And that sounds like good news if you enjoy a pint. And let's put it this way. British goalie Ben Bounce, who gave his team the proverbial chance to win with 41 saves against Slovakia, is a glass half full kind of guy rather than glass half empty. Here's what he said afterwards.
I think there's more of a belief now around this room that we belong here. It's not a case of, oh, we're here, are we here by accident, or do we deserve to be here? There's no question about it. We deserve to be here. We stayed up on our own merit. We got here on our own merit. As far as I'm aware, we broke records to get here on our own merit as well. So why shouldn't we be here, and why shouldn't we stay here?
Honestly, both GB goalies are stepping up at this tournament. Jackson Whistle, of course, named the British player of the game in the 7-1 loss to Russia. And Britain, overall, gaining more confidence that they can compete at this level. And for Slovakia, two straight wins is huge, as a country that hasn't medaled since 2012 silver medal, or even made the quarterfinals since 2013.
We can cheers to that.
Yeah, woo!
Okay, Denmark and Switzerland. Some IIHF history has been made here too. For fans who might not know what we're talking about, please let them know.
Okay, well, this is not necessarily the most desirable kind of history, but a little bit like Latvia, not having too much to give after its historic 2-0 win over Canada. So, the Danes come in all high on beating Sweden for the first time in world's history. And then it all goes to pot against Switzerland. Get this. The Danes registered just 4 shots on goal. Wow. 2 in the first period, 1 in the second, 1 in the third. I mean, guaranteed, that is the easiest shutout Reto Berra has ever posted anywhere. And you know what, Caroline? It's also a new IIHF record for the lowest shots on goal ever. Wow. I mean, the previous record was 7, held jointly by Switzerland in 1992, Slovenia in 2003, and Belarus in 2017. So for Denmark today, history again, but for all the wrong reasons. As for coach Patrick Fischer and his Swiss boys, sure, they'd like to get a few more goals on 30 shots, but Tim O'Meyer teaming up with Nico Ischier to score his 3rd goal of these Worlds, a very good omen indeed.
Oh my goodness, you said it best. Making history, but for all the wrong reasons. I'm sure those are headlines that the Danes wish they never saw, and history they wish they never made. I my heart goes out to them, but it's our job here to deliver the news, and that's definitely news today on the Totally Ice Hockey Show. Moving on to our last game and our last recap of the day, Norway versus Italy.
Well, some happier news for a Nordic country here. Obviously, Mathias Tretenes was feeling some Scandinavian peer pressure after Denmark's Niklas Jensen scored a hat trick against Sweden. It's like, you know, if Danes can get hat tricks, well, we gotta show Norwegians can do it too, just to fit in with the cool kids. And Tretenes goes out, scores 3 times in the 4-1 win over Italy. Now, get this. Amazingly, Tretenes, playing in his 6th World Championship, only had 3 goals total in his previous 32 games. So, what a nice bounce-back game for Norway after falling 5-1 to Germany.
All right, awesome stuff, Lucas. That's it for today's recap. Right now, we're going to shift gears a little and talk about a day back in 2010 that hockey fans across the world will always remember.
Němec vyhazuje a puk je bezpečně daleko. Česko vítězí ve finále mistrovství světa a zapichuje další vlajku na hokejovém Everestu.
May 23, 2010. In one of the great modern-day upsets, the Czech Republic beat Russia 2-1 in the gold medal game in Cologne. Jaromír Jágr had complained earlier in the tournament that his country couldn't expect to compete if they didn't send better players to the Worlds. The Russians, meanwhile, had 14 stars returning from their Olympic team. They were hungry for redemption after getting eliminated by Canada in the quarterfinals in Vancouver. But the Czechs had other ideas. Karol Rakunek set up Tomáš Rolinek's gold medal winner on a fantastic rush late in the second period.
Sooloilua siellä on, ja sitten venäläiset törmäävät erittäin pahasti toisiinsa. Ovechkin ja Fedorov, niinpä sieltä tulee sitten Rahunek. Pistää kiekkoa maalille! Ja Tomáš Rolinek on paikalla, taas mennään puhelimeen. Dramaattinen hyökkäykseen lähtö.
Alexander Ovechkin, Evgeny Malkin, and Ilya Kovalchuk would settle for silver, while Jágr won the final gold medal of his legendary international career.
Häkki heilahtaa! Tomáš Rolinek!
What makes this memory even more poignant is knowing that in 2011, two of these Czech gold medalists would pass away in the Lokomotiv Yaroslavl air disaster. Rakunek was one of them. The other was Jan Marek, who scored the shootout winners against Finland in the quarterfinal and Sweden in the semifinal. In total, 44 people died when the plane crashed near Yaroslavl just after takeoff for Minsk. Everyone in the hockey world had a connection to someone on that plane. Personally, I had done a long sit-down interview with Ruslan Saleh for the NHL Season Ticket Holder magazine back in 2007. And I had conducted an IIHF fan Q&A with Pavel Dimitra when Slovakia hosted the Worlds in 2011. So, while we commemorate the 2010 Czech victory today, marking the last time the Czechs won the Worlds, we also look back and pay tribute to the lives of young men that were snatched away in their prime. We'll never forget them.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Totally Ice Hockey Show. Lucas and Caroline here, ready to preview the next day of action. And first up, we have Russia versus Slovakia. And Lucas, both of these teams are coming off two big wins. This might be our game of the day tomorrow. What can we expect from these two countries?
Well, Slovakia is feeling good right now, but they're going to need more than two goals to beat Russia. With 11 goals, coach Valeri Bragin's team is second only to Germany right now in goals scored. Sounds kind of weird, right? But it's true. And the Slovaks do not need to be told just how opportunistic and dangerous these Russians are. Mikhail Grigorenko and Anton Burdasov leading the charge right now with 4 points apiece. But it should be fun. You know, I've seen some pretty memorable Russia-Slovakia games over the years, especially at the Olympics. I think back to 2006 in Turin, where Marian Gaborik used his blazing speed to score twice in the last 4 minutes as the Slovaks upset Russia 5-3. And then, of course, 2010 in Vancouver. You know, I always felt Pavel Dimitra was honestly underappreciated in the 97 games he played for the Canucks. But at the Olympics, Dimitra scored the 2-1 shootout winner with this cheeky little flip shot on Ilya Bryzgalov, and then he circles back to center ice with his arms stretched out wide like, "Hoota man!" You know, now, I'm just hoping that our game is going to be, you know, close to as memorable as either of those games.
Amazing. Hoota man!
Hoota man! It's a question I ask myself all the time.
It's amazing. Okay, next up, can the lovable Latvians, our host nation, take down the Italians and get their momentum back at this year's World Championships?
Latvia's got 4 of the 12 points Coach Bob Hartley estimates they'll need to crack the quarterfinals. Now, they did blow their chance to get 3 points off of Kazakhstan. And this is the host nation's last game where they are truly, unequivocally favored to win. Italy, a beat-up underdog at the end of the day, despite all the heart that they bring to the party. So Latvia's just got to get more pucks on net here. Like 14 shots against Kazakhstan, you're not going to win many hockey games that way. Nonetheless, I like Latvia's chances.
Awesome. All right, moving on to the Czech Republic and Belarus. Saying the Czech Republic's performance has been disappointing might be an understatement. This country has a lot to prove going into this next game. What are your thoughts on this game, Lucas?
Completely pointless. I'm not talking about Franz Kafka's bleak worldview. I'm talking about a Czech team that is 0 points. Just an unacceptable start for the Czechs, who have played in 3 of the last 6 World Championship bronze medal games, even though they did lose all 3 times. Coach Filip Pešán's boys should be doing better than this. Losing to Russia? Understandable, but not getting picked apart by the Swiss power play like they were on Saturday. Offensively, 5 goals in 2 games for the Czechs, also something in need of big improvement. I'm looking at this like, if the Czech Republic doesn't bear down in this game, who's to say Danny Taylor couldn't steal another game between the Belarusian pipes?
Absolutely. And keeping the tone of this conversation, another team who has had a disappointing run thus far is Team Canada, who will be going up against a very strong and powerful German team. Can Canada regroup and turn things around, or is it too tough of a job against this German team?
Well, it's put up or shut up time for Canada now. And Germany does have this history of making life tough on Canada with their work ethic. Now, we have seen some Canadian blowouts over the years. 10-1 in 2008, 10-0 in 2015, 8-1 at the last tournament back in 2019. But that was with the likes of Danny Heatley, Sidney Crosby, and Mark Stone on hand. Needless to say, this roster not that star-studded. Coach Gerard Gallant has some decisions to make in goal after replacing Darcy Kemper with a Dean Hill to start the third against the U.S. And meanwhile, 4 Germans in the top 10 in scoring, including overall leaders Marcel Nobles and Lucas Reichel with 5 points apiece. So Canada needs to get to the net, pressure the German goalie early, get some offensive confidence for the likes of Connor Brown and Adam Henrique, and just cut down on those mistakes. You know, I look at this game, I look for an analogy, and I remember Germany beating Canada 4-3 in the 2018 Olympic playoffs. And, you know, this could be a similar kind of matchup.
I'm really, really looking forward to this game and seeing what happens. And Lucas, before we sign off, how is your brain feeling, Mr. Hockey Encyclopedia? I swear every time I'm listening to these episodes, I'm like, this guy, just an absolute wealth of knowledge. And I'm going to say this as your co-host. I'm sure people listening really, really appreciate all the meat and bones that you give us in this podcast.
You know, I'm blushing right now. I don't know if the people out there can see this, but... I appreciate the tribute, and my brain is buzzing. I mean, there's just so much excitement going on at this tournament. Something unexpected every day. Like, I love the curveballs. Oh, hang on, that's baseball, but you know what I mean.
And I love it, and there's so much more to come on the Totally Ice Hockey Show, but right now it's it for Lucas and I. We've seen some messages from you guys on social media, so please don't be afraid to tweet us and ask some questions or comment on the games. We would love to hear from you and talk about everything that's going on in Latvia. Time flies when we're having fun. That's a wrap, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You are killing it.